me, Andre Fuljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. Judge Haley Slinger's reserve judgment in the High Court in Cape Town last Tuesday in an urgent application by Justice NPO Action for Freedom to have the public consultation process regarding draft amendments to the health regulations declared unlawful. She said she would make a ruling by not later than the 3rd of May. Questioned by the judge on the basis for making an urgent application, Advocate Sabelo Sibandla for Action for Freedom said the lives of 60 million South Africans are directly affected by the regulations, which could result in citizens being forced to undergo medical treatment against their will. Sibandla argued that the Health Act requires the minister to give citizens at least 90 days to respond to the proposed regulations, which the Minister of Health says are aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19. Sibandla said that the 30 days and subsequent additional 10 days that were allocated for comment did not give the majority of the population who live in rural areas an opportunity to participate in the process. Advocate Stephen Budlander for the Minister of Health argued that, correctly interpreted, the Act gives the Minister discretion to publish regulations according to a spectrum of options, ranging from doing so without public consultation to publishing after a period of public participation of up to 90 days. In other news, we interviewed prolific Christian musician and songwriter Joe Niemand about his latest creative project. And it's not what most people who know him from his worship albums, ministry at Mighty Men conferences, or his visionary Daniel the Musical production would expect. Joe explains how his new focus on tackling South Africa's massive problem of child malnutrition through an innovative food bar is in fact right up his street. I felt led to change my focus in 2018. My mission is creative restoration, but not necessarily in the creative industries. I'm focused on aligning businesses, communities, and individuals to create value for the restoration of our nation. Safeguarding children and their potential is the point of that spear, he says. And in overseas news, we have a story which should encourage you to never stop praying for your wayward loved ones. It is the story of Bernice Oliver of Glasgow, Kentucky, in the United States, who, after his wife Evelyn prayed for him for 67 years, received Christ and was baptized at the age of 93. Eddie Carter, senior pastor of Glasgow Baptist Church, had this to say about what happened. Pastors often talk about that it's never too late, but to actually see this man at 93 come to this spiritual realization and then want to publicly profess his faith in Christ, it was joy. It overwhelmed me with emotions. It renewed the strength of my church members' prayers for their own lost loved ones. You can read these stories and more on our news website at gatewaynews.co.za, or you can get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.